Good morning. It is October 10th, 2012. The time is 6:12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside at, on this Wednesday morning as I get ready for work. And I'm having my first cup of coffee of the day. And I find very happy news this morning as I'm sitting down with my coffee, looking at the social media platforms there, especially Twitter, with a tweet from Audioboo. There is a new version 2.4 Audioboo app out at this time. And I was very surprised. And I'm like, the first thing I did was to update my iPod Touch 4, which I am doing this Audioboo on now. And lo and behold, it has returned. The rotating interface while recording has returned, which I was very happy with. And I want to say a big thank you to Audioboo, the Audioboo team there, as far as with the update, and Mark Rock, who is the president now. But some other new updates with version 2.4, as I look at the iTunes page under what's new in version 2.4, restored the rotating interface while recording, fixed open URLs from Facebook, and fixed the occasional black screen after taking a photo. So the only one of those that really affected me, I guess, or I was concerned with, was rotating interface. So that was good to see that that was back. There was a podcast I listened to that the two gentlemen that were in the podcast were making a comment that because this rotating interface came up, that the people that were sort of mentioning about it or squawking, complaining about it in a sense, I think almost, like that when the rotating interface was taken away, it was almost as if those people complaining about it, and I wasn't really complaining about it, I was sort of expressing my dissatisfaction with it being taken away as a user. But the two gentlemen sort of indicated that these people, they complain as such on various products, I guess, and again, one of them being Audioboo here with the rotating interface, that they had these individuals had a perception that they owned part of the company. I want to make it perfectly clear. I don't own Audioboo. I don't think I'll ever be in a position to own Audioboo. I'm very privileged and appreciative of being able to use Audioboo as a user. I find it very useful, as well as the interfacing with other people on the Audioboo platform. And I'm just going to leave it at that, because that sort of bugged me a little bit, that some people make observations and then, you know, I don't think they realize that it comes off as if they don't really know what they're talking about. But anyway, I'm very happy to see this new app and the update and the work that the Audioboo team is doing. And I look forward to many years of use of Audioboo. I guess the next big change will be to see what kind of new accounts they may come up with. I guess there hasn't been any change from the people that have had the 5-minute free account when they to the 3-minute account. That hasn't changed, and from what I've been hearing on other Audioboos, it won't change for, well, the next big change will be in December's time, sometime after, or end of December. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there as far as change. But the change is going to be there no matter what, and it'll probably be for the better with Audioboo, because they have their business plan to work from and to improve on their product. I am just a user. So that's all I have. I'm getting my day started this morning, getting ready to go back to work. And you all have a good one today. Be fire safe. Be fire wise. Learn not to burn. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.